Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 16 years now. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of all the books you need, the only books you need on home-based business, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, and our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. I appreciate you having me this fine summer morning.
Once again, we're glad you're back. So Jeff, one of the things that's true about small business owners, that's not true of big business CEOs, I think, is that we not only have to execute so many things in our businesses, but we get hit by a lot of negative energy, a lot of things that need to be done. We can't seem to get them done. We don't have the capital to get them done. We got complaining employees. We got complaining customers. We got complaining government regulations. Blah blah blah. We got a lot of things coming at us. It's hard to know how to put up the shields, how to put up the barriers, and what to let through. But always knowing that there's something banging on the door out there. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of issues that come up, and especially as entrepreneurs, many of us, as I did, as you did, you know, we left the corporate hive. We didn't go out and get an MBA. We didn't work our way up through the ranks, you know, from sweeping the shop floor to working up through the organization and seeing how everything was run. In my case, at least, you know, I was one day a writer at an organization, and I knew how to run, you know, the newsroom and, you know, and do what it took. And then I went out on my own, you know, quit on a Friday, started on a Monday. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what went on in the accounting office and the accounts payable and accounts receivable. I didn't know what it took to have a banking relationship. I didn't know what it took to handle collections and et cetera. And those are issues that invariably, I mean, if they don't come
you,
up.
You wanted to have a business of writing. You hadn't thought about having a business that had accounting,
a business, right? Of running a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. And we all,
you hadn't thought about the other
that.
Side. That's the thing,
exactly.
I've been saying for years is that you've got two things that you got to deal with when you start a business. You got to have.
They only grow. The more successful you become, God willing, the more successful you become, the more, you know, onerous these issues, and they are onerous. They dog you. You know, I mean, I'm, you know, I pay taxes, you know, estimated, you know, payroll deposit for myself. I'm an employee of one, but I'm still an employee. You know, I pay my taxes. I have to file my quarterly returns. I got to work with my accountant to see what my numbers are supposed to be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm dealing with collections with one client who's been a stiff, and so, you know, all these things come up and they dog you. And more to the point, often is the case, you don't know what you don't know until you've discovered, often too late, what you didn't know. So, you know, if it's a matter of how to handle collections, you may not know that. Even if it's a matter of pricing, you know, how do I price my product? You know, maybe there's a variable out there that you can get from X to, you know, Y for pricing. How do you know what to do with that? Mm-hmm. And these are issues that come up that we often, they keep up.
And because you're a party of one, or even if you have employees, these are all things that land on your desk and stay on your desk until you fix them.
Right.
And meanwhile, you need to go out and sell stuff.
Right.
You need to take care of customers. You need to decide what's the next thing. And this is the thing that really surprises, I think, a lot of startups, is they go into business and you say, okay, why are you going? Well, I'm passionate about this. Well,
right.
Okay, fine, but are you passionate about bookkeeping? Are you
right.
passionate about taxes? Are you passionate about paying the bills? Are you
right.
passionate about collecting the money? Oh, well, I'm not so passionate about that.
Well, right, exactly. Well, you don't have to be passionate. You have to be diligent.
I call it the diaper changing part of a business. You know what I mean?
It's heavy,
you don't
like it.
You don't like it. You don't like doing it, but it's got to be done.
Right. Absolutely, and that's the thing that we don't think about. Look, I mean, I knew there would be business involved with this, but some of us are lucky. I have friends who either it's the man or the woman, you know, say a couple. One of them is the proprietor, and the other one knows right. how to run a business, well, so they yeah. tag team on it. But I don't have that, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've run and I've learned through steps along the way in how to make that happen. So it's really been a long, you know, it's been a road to make that happen, and you learn along the way to how it's supposed to work.
Well, exactly. And but if you make it, you do.
Right.
If you make it. Because this what we're talking about right now is what makes people what causes them to fail.
Right.
And or go get a job and clock in again.
Well, that's the hard part. You know, well, I mean,
if you don't
you
love
could be successful,
yeah,
you could be successful in what you do, but you know, not if not a failure, then overwhelmed by the business side, mm-hmm. you know, the mechanics and brass tacks of it, and say, I just can't handle this.
Well,
and there
know,
are those because if you can't, you know, you'll lose money, you'll go, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, not just go broke, it'll just be a failing exercise, and nobody wants that.
Well, you know, I often steal back to the child rearing thing. I just think there's so many similarities to having a child and raising a child and raising a business. I mean, a business is like a teenager too.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I mean, if you oftentimes don't like your teenager, but you always love it. You know,
right.
you always love him
Absolutely.
Or her. And your business is like that. But if you can't get to that point,
right.
if you can't get to the point where you love your business so much. The good, the bad, and the ugly, that you're willing to put up with the stuff that you don't like, if you can't get to that point, you're not going to make it.
Right. And that's and I think that part of the issue is we come into a business, you know, as you said, with the dream, with the you know, this I don't want to say pie in the sky, but with this sort of nirvana of I want to be a writer, you know, in my case. I just want to write words. And then along come these issues that have to be handled. And if you can't, you know, you've got to realize that it takes mm-hmm. understanding of that. Now, let's back it up to the beginning. So do you quit Friday and start Monday? Ideally not. Mm-hmm. Ideally you spent, you know, a couple of months setting the groundwork for your business. Maybe a couple of years.
If you're smart, you will do that.
Right. You take the time it takes to set mm-hmm. it up, but you've set up your workspace. You've gotten your technology in order. You've started to cultivate
content. And you probably
ought
to go talk to somebody who's done it before.
That's where I was going
with
it.
Or listen.
You've done your networking.
Or listen to the Small Business Advocate Show.
There you go. Exactly.
Especially when Jeffrey Zabar joins us. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. Jeffrey and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.